Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Cool, so we have a cost analysis.
You said $1.7 trillion that you couldn't go below? What did you say?
It's 1.863.
Okay.
but the numbers are never that precise.
1.9. All right, so 1.9. And round it up. So... how much of that do you think is on small business?
I think a lot of it is. You can't. I don't have a direct diagram taking it there. But one of the things that you notice when you pull these figures together is a lot of the paperwork burden that's built into this is hitting small business really hard. And also, you were mentioning earlier. Dodd-Frank and the financial regulations are hitting small banks and small businesses.
Which is hurting small businesses.
Well, one of the issues is the OMB is not required by law to review the major or economically significant independent agency rules. So a lot of those rules that are coming out from the independent agencies are just kind of flying below the radar. So no matter what area I look at, it's very alarming.
Let me throw a couple of other things out at you. Another way that the Dodd-Frank and the Consumer Protection Bureau affect small businesses, the more that they create this kind of onerous regulation on small banks for not doing anything wrong. And shouldn't have to comply with these rules at all because they were designed for big banks. The more that happens, the more pressure that puts on small bank. It creates two pressures, Wayne.
Yeah.
It puts pressure on small banks to accept consolidation offers.
Yeah.
Because the people running those small banks don't want to put up with it anymore. It's harder and harder to be successful. Number one. And number two, it creates a higher bar to create a new bank to replace that when they just got went under or just got consolidated. And so what that means is over the next 20 years, Wayne, we're going to have fewer and fewer small banks. And here's what I say, and I wrote a piece about this, as goes small banks in America, so goes small business.
I don't want to be negative. Because I think we can get out of this kind of a mess, but I absolutely agree. One of the biggest pressures of heavy regulation, and it can be in telecommunications, especially in areas like finance now, because with the Dodd-Frank law and with the notion of financial stability and entities too big to fail and so forth, the big guys can win out. That's one of the problems. The big guys can win out, and then
because they're not planted in the ground.
Everybody wants to get out.
Yeah,
and it's a real problem. But this happens in a lot of areas, Jim. You know, one of the things that regulation does.
Hold on, that thought, Wayne. I got to take a quick break. CEI.org, right? CEI.org, folks, check that out. We come back. We're going to talk about another reason why regulations that don't necessarily look like a small business regulation hurts small businesses. I bet nobody's thought about this, but I have. And we're going to talk about whether the Obama administration is transparent in the regulations that they apply.
Today, out of the 80 million boomers in the USA, 42 million are now involved in the day-to-day care of an elder parent. Where do you turn to help your aging parent? AnswersForElders.com. Like you, we understand that caring for an aging parent can be emotional, confusing, and financially challenging. AnswersForElders.com is an online resource designed to empower you with the knowledge, services, and expertise to help you navigate the care of your elder parent. We feature qualified professionals. AnswersForElders.com is your direct connection to over 65 categories of services, educational resources, and experts in every field across the USA. So you can rest assured you'll find someone in your community qualified to assist you with everything from legal issues to medical needs to home care options. AnswersForElders.com is your one source for experts, knowledge, service, and peace of mind as you embrace your family's most important and emotional journey, the care of an aging parent. AnswersForElders.com.
I'm here to tell you that your options for getting out of debt have never been better. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. For nearly two decades, we've helped over 5 million people just like you. And every time we help someone, they all say the same thing. Why didn't I call sooner? If you owe too much money on your credit cards and you feel that you'll never be able to pay it off, don't wait. Simply pick up the phone and find out what our program can do for you. Reducing your payments by up to 50% is just the beginning, but you have to take the first step.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-290-0412.
As soon as you call, the hard part is over.
You're one call away from financial freedom. Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-290-0412. 1-800-290-0412. That's 1-800-290-0412.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York Banking Departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM80031.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Not late, great yet. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And also not late, but still great, our good friend Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.